And it's time for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on CITR 101.9 FM on a Monday morning. That's right, you have myself, Matthew, from now until midday, followed by Alternative Radio, and then the ever-prolific and wonderful Chris Horrific at 1 o'clock. So we have up front older Australian music, followed by the newer Australian music and fresh Canadian tracks, as I play every week. And this week I wanted to play a little bit from anyone who follows Australian culture or at least music might know that around Australia Day each year, or actually on Australia Day, is the Hottest 100 Countdown. The National Youth Broadcaster Network, Triple J Radio, has a countdown where the 100 voted top songs of the year through listeners gets played from top to bottom over the day, and it's an annual sort of tradition for people to have big backyard parties and barbecues, pool parties, all that kind of thing, and count down to the number one song. And this year the number one song was from a band that we did play and actually interview here last year, Angus and Julia Stone. Big Jet Plane was the song. We won't play that because we have played that a while back. But I'm going to play just a few of the tracks that I thought might be interesting to play from that countdown list. And if you wanted to hear my interview with Angus and Julia Stone, actually, if you go to the show blog, Oz Stranded, type that into Google, OzStranded. That'll come up with the blog, and then you can type in Angus and Julia Stone, and it'll go down the list of the archive shows, and you'll be able to listen and hear that song. But I thought we'd play a few of the bands that were a bit further down the list. So that's coming up. And before that, I wanted to get into the archives and play a really fabulous and interesting band called TISM. TISM is an acronym for This Is Serious Mum. And they were a seven-piece... I think they've broken up. I think so. They're basically... an anonymous alternative rock band from Melbourne. They formed in 1982. By anonymous, I mean they wear masks, so they've never revealed their true identities, probably because their song subject matter is quite shocking. They frequently satirise modern culture and celebrities, the entertainment industry, current affairs, politics and sport. They use very clever word plays and a lot of biting cynicism. Very, very provocative songs. And so, they really weren't very popular with a lot of people across the board. The media used to attack them a fair bit. But they really were a bitingly honest and sarcastic band. And actually quite interesting musically. They were all over the place. Dancey, rocky. You'll hear what I mean. The very, very clever band. This is the names that they chose for themselves. On vocals was Ron Hitler Barassi. Vocals and drums, Humphrey B. Flaubert. Bass and vocals was Jock Cheese. On keyboards, Eugene de la Hot Cross Bun. The sax player was called John St. Penis. And another vocalist, Les Miserables. and other people included Token Black Man, Leek Van Halen, and Genre Be Good. So I'm going to play you a few of their songs. Just a warning about language in their lyrics. They wore masks for a reason because they had some very controversial subject matters in their songs. Here's an and their identity remains a mystery to this day, but people speculate they were probably academics, journalists of the sort. People aren't really sure, but probably academics from one of the Melbourne universities. And this is actually Humphrey B. Flaubert replying to the question why they wore masks. And he says, "The answer that makes me sound good is that we desire to circumvent the cult of personality that is inherent in rock music by choosing to remain anonymous. Unlike every other band in rock, we choose to be anonymous. The answer that makes me sound good will probably include some lengthy discussion about Brechtilian alienation techniques, about our postmodernist grasp of ever-cooling universe and a dehumanizing society encapsulated in the somewhat paramilitary aspect of our clothing. All of those things would make me sound good, but actually, we're just really boring guys. Well, I'll let you decide. I'll play some TISM music for you now, and I might actually play a little interview of them online so you'll get a sense of what they're about. Very, very funny blokes. A language warning for this song. This is called Defecate on My Face by TISM. It's their debut single from 1986, and it's about Adolf Hitler and his partner Eva Braun. This is TISM with Defecate on My Face, language warning.
Get my head off.
So that's Tism from 1986 with Defecate on My Face, a little ditty there about Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun. Tism were a very interesting group of masked men who made some very cynical, biting songs. And they're from Melbourne, and I'm just going to play you a little interview now online that I found to give you a bit more a sense of their sort of madcap, dark, very, very dark humour. And then a couple more songs. So this is a little, this is Tism, Ron Hitler Barassi and Humphrey B. Flaubert talking on the internet.
There's obviously a grand tradition of junior football in Tism, and it's the kind of theory that, you know, when... in the 60s, when a Hawthorn player went down with a perforated bowel, his captain, Graham Arthur, leaned over him and said, "Get up, you weak bastard." That was... I think that's the... you know, that's pretty much the spirit of Tism.
We're OK, we're OK, we're fine. Thought I had a semi-trailer.
One thing about male... violence and stuff, it's limited. It's like there's a communal agreement not to cause pain. You know, I actually had a journalist yesterday who said she was 5'1" and never was as frightened as at the Tism gig. And I said that no one's ever got hurt. No one's... Sure, there's been blood noses and lawsuits and broken bones. There has been fractured limbs and
pieces of ceiling causing grievous bodily harm.
Yeah, but no one's really got hurt.
No.
The thing with Tism is they were around for a long time before anyone knew, and they'll probably be around for a long time after everyone stopped caring and stopped playing.
We live in Venus hours, Libby. You know, our day lasts for 5 years, and that's why at this stage we have yet to start arguing with each other, you know. That sort of thing which usually happens to the great bands, you know,
yes.
Savage Garden.
Yes, yes.
When that sort of, that initial honeymoon phase is over and the sex becomes something that's expected by duty, you know, we haven't reached that phase yet, so... I think that's possibly one secret to our longevity. Also, the fact that all of us preserve ourselves in aspic in between shows. I think that helps.
What I like about it is the truth that they say, but they say it in a very provocative manner.
40 years of living in here—that's all that's left. 40 years then down. 40 years, that's all that's left.
The audience is like a tiramisu, Libby. The top is the tasty sort of chocolate sprinkling. And they're the people who really carry the burden of Tism in their lives. Now, you have to admire these people. They are the absolute stormtroopers for Tism.
We should be a bloody national treasure, Libby, but no one thinks so. We are the national scapegoat. We're the national laughingstock. Look at this, we're wearing grandfather's bloody underwear, and, you know, we get nothing but derision from all sides, from musicians, journalists, our own audience. It's derision left, right and centre. And, mind you, we give a fair bit of derision. Like, what comes around goes around. Costumes, Ringo and John, and the album's called The White Album and stuff. What we're doing here is basically what Jed are doing, which is just taking the Beatles' ideas and changing them a little bit at the end. You know, and if it's worked for Jed, it's going to work for us. That's what we're hoping.
We actually went on Triple J and at some length discussed the theory that Alex Lloyd is a cyborg.
Yeah.
And they refused. They bowdlerised us to such an extent that none of that made the tape. Now, I think we may have got onto something very, very...
We had a lot of complaints. There's a
very secret there.
Thank you. My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And we're back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show here on Monday morning from 11 till 12. And three tracks there from TISM. This is Serious Mum is the acronym, and they are a group of masked men who made music over a long period of time from 1983 till TISM, where are you now? I'm not quite sure, but I looked on tism.com.au and it just says coming soon, Jesus Pots the White Ball, colon, heard the new album? So something brewing in the TISM camp there. A new album, I guess, called Jesus Pots the White Ball. TISM, very clever bunch of men, and remain a mystery to this day who they really are, because they wear masks wherever they go. And yeah, that was, we heard at the top there, Defecate on My Face, then Greg the Stop Sign, and finally Thunderbirds Are Coming Out. And that's a really great clip. I'm actually going to put that up on the blog because it's filmed very cleverly in one long take from left to right, where they're actually, it looks like outside of a warehouse in Melbourne, and it features, goodness, maybe about 50 different bands lip-syncing this song as the camera tracks from left to right. So some of the bands in the independent music world of the time, the late 90s in Melbourne. So I'll put that up on the blog. If you go to Google, Oz Stranded, you can get to it, and I'll put that up today. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. And as I mentioned at the start, last weekend was Australia Day, the 26th of January, and it's a tradition in Australia for music lovers to celebrate the Hottest 100 countdown on Triple J Radio. Triple J is a national youth network publicly funded by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, the ABC. And it's a grand tradition to have a backyard party and count down the tracks that listeners voted in for the year previous. So this is the 2010 Hottest 100. And it's been going now since 1989. And it started out initially it was an all-time top 100. So in 1989, our listeners voted for what they thought were the best songs of all time. And I'll read those out. So in 1989, listeners in Australia decided that these 10 were the best songs ever. So number 10 was The Cure with The Forest. Number 9, The Sugar Cubes, Birthday. Number 8, Hunters and Collectors, Talking to a Stranger. Number 7, with The Smiths with How Soon Is Now. Number 6, Dead Kennedys, Holiday in Cambodia. Number 5, New Order, Blue Monday. Number 4, The Jam, That's Entertainment. Number 3, The with Uncertain Smile. Number 2, Hunters and Collectors, Throw Your Arms Around Me. And number 1, Australians of Triple J Radio listeners voted as the top song ever, Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. But from 1993 onward, it became a countdown of the best songs of the year. So this year, 2010, Angus and Julia Stone, Big Jet Plane was number one. I thought I'd play for you a couple of other songs, though. One of the more rocky ones from last year that I kind of liked, Children Collide. I'm going to play the song Jelly Legs for you now. And then a cover song that got into the Hottest 100 by a band called Boy and Bear, who recorded a version of Fall at Your Feet by Crowded House. And it's a nice track, so I'm going to play that. It's actually a request for Andrew. So here we go, back into the music. This is Jelly Legs, who made it into the Hottest 100 this year. Children Collide is the band, Jelly Legs is the song. And let's see where they came. They came in at number 22 as voted by listeners. So here we go, it's Children Collide from Australia.
sleeping kittens on the floor. Stole aboard your big green boat. She took game with her turned back. Blue holes in me with cold silence. Project volcano erupts inside me, filling me with flat champagne. Stretched out like a rubber band from one planet to the next. You went hunting with your grandfather that lonely night. I guess I'll meet you in the afterlife. She leaves me with jelly legs. Where did all my good luck get to? Like a lonely kitten sinking, drowning in the harbor. I walk the plank, your big green boat.
Winner! whenever I touch. You're slow turning pain. You're hiding from me now. Whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever
I'm This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
And we're back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Thank you for listening. We played at the top of the set there two songs that featured in this year's Hottest 100 Countdown for Triple J Radio in Australia every Australia Day on the 26th of Jan. It's a tradition to have that countdown. And I played for you the song Children. Children Collide was the band, and the song was called Jelly Legs. And I also played Boy and Bear was the band with a track called Fall at Your Feet, which was a cover, of course, of the great Crowded House classic. And both of those songs were in the Hottest 100 countdown for this year in Australia for Triple J Radio, the National Youth Broadcasting Network. And then I played for you a song by a gentleman named Toby Richardson, who is from Perth in Western Australia. He lives in the inner northern suburbs of Perth, and recording his rock and roll dreams from the comfort of his home studio. That's what it says in the liner notes to his latest EP called The Stones and the Rabbits. And who knows, maybe this will end up in next year's Hottest 100 if it gets some airplay on Triple J. Psychedelic lo-fi indie rock there from Toby Richardson. Now we'll press on. We don't have too much time left, but I wanted to squeeze in this track from New Zealand. I just discovered a band called Trinity Roots. They're a very successful band from Wellington, with a sort of reggae, jazzy, soul, very rhythmic kind of sound to them. And this is a song called Little Things.
It's the little things, they break you down. mustard rose in crimson velvet. Lit up your Cartier as you bowed your head. With the lights down low, your body melted. Bar still turned into a waterbed. Custard Rose won't dance anymore. Now the world is empty like the earth dance floor. Custard Rose won't dance anymore. So many nights down at the Owl, forgetting the living, loathing and loving. When you left, they shut down the Owl. When you stopped dancing, I stopped breathing. Custard Rose won't dance anymore. Shut down the Owl. When you stop dancing, I stop breathing.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And not long left now on the show, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show with your host, Matthew. And I've played you a few tracks there. We heard at the top was Trinity Roots, a band from Wellington, New Zealand, with a lovely little track, very melancholy number there called Little Things. And in the middle was Pete and Feet, and they're an interesting duo from Melbourne, Australia. And this is what they say here on their MySpace. Ever tried mixing Greek rambaetika, North Indian and jazz traditions? I think not, exclamation mark. Add funk, African, hip-hop, and huge slabs of dirty, sweaty, big hair rock. Stir. Now things are getting pretty interesting. Pete and Feet are an unusual classically trained duo with a penchant for Frank Zappa and the Pixies. And like many of Australia's best musicians, have been feeling the pull towards Melbourne. So Pete and Feet are previously from Canberra, the Australian Capital Territory, and they cut their teeth there. Both went to music school and played around the traps and eventually relocated to Melbourne, as do a lot of Canberra musicians. And there they are, playing under the name Pete and Feet, F-I-E-T. And you can find them on MySpace and the Cardboard Charlie website as well. And third in the set was Ladner, a band from Vancouver featuring David Eby from the BCCLA, the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association. He's a man of many talents. David's a musician too, and we heard the fourth track from the Ladner EP called Warpenheimer. Okay, so we better press on. Not too much time left. I'm going to play you some more Vancouver music now. This is a band called No Gold, from their 7-inch single that's just come out, and the song is called Miami. This is No Gold from Vancouver.
Thank you. CITR 101.9 FM presents the 24th annual Bob Marley birthday celebration, Wednesday, February the 9th. The venue, 881 Granville Street. Doors open at 8 p.m. Featuring Mostly Marley Band, Natural Flavor Band, OSC, Wasowa, with MC Louis Sutherland. Advance tickets at High Life, Zulu, Red Cat. Live broadcast by CITR 101.9 FM. Can't miss it.
And that's it for the show, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We heard the brand new Destroyer, the first track from the Capel album. The song was called Chinatown, and written about Chinatown here in Vancouver, which is adjacent to where Dan lives. Dan from Destroyer, also from the New Pornographers, and the album's called Kaput. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the show. We heard No Gold and Ladner before that. Time to say goodbye. Don't forget the blog for the show is Oz Stranded. Type that into Google, OzStranded, for podcasts and a neat music video each week. I'm going to leave with something really nice now. Somebody gave me a CD of Bush Sounds. This is really cool. Like, sit back, close your eyes, wherever you are, chill out, and you can be in the Australian bush just by listening to what I'm about to play soon. This is really relaxing. So this is to end the show. Just some little bush sounds. Okay, bye-bye.
Whether capitalism can find a way out of its crisis or not, well, capitalism will attempt to find a way out of the ecological crisis in exactly the same way that it will attempt to find a way out of its economic crisis. On our backs, and based on the stability, wrecking the stability of the biosphere, right? That is what they will do. And so we will take pay cuts and cuts to social services in order to get the engine of profit motoring again. In the meantime, further wrecking the environment.
That's Chris Williams, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Chris Williams on capitalism and the environment. James Hansen, one of the leading scientific authorities on global warming, says, "Planet Earth, creation, the world in which civilization developed,